from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-T-I. Have mercy, Mr. Attitude. Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome to Postcard from Christmas. Santa's on his way soon. Oh, he's so excited. Oh, sorry. This is Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains on Postcard from Poprad, aptly named after the town I'm sitting in. And we're starting to do an RIP on my studio at the moment because it's moving soon. But there you go. It's a sideways look at the news with myself and, of course, in the UK, none other than Sir Lee Banks.
How do you do, everybody? What's this about Christmas? I hate Christmas.
go on, do your favourite famous bar humbug.
My bar humbug?
Yeah.
You don't get humbugs at a bar in Britain, you get beer.
Oh, right, okay, sorry. And in Darwin, having moved this week, she's been going on about it all morning. Well, feel sorry for me.
Yeah, he's had to move. I've had to move from here to there.
Yes.
We're all moving, you know.
Absolutely. And it gets worse.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does, because actually Rob's been doing all the packing.
Yeah.
That's actually not true.
Is it not?
I have to speak up now. Hello, everybody. And that was a horrible, horrible, vicious lie. Rob's not packed a thing because he can't pack for dinkus.
But.
So I packed it. Yes. And I moved it while he went to work and earned lots of money.
Ooh, that's what it. Send the man out to work. I see. Yeah, you.
Yeah,
stay
we up. Go. Yeah. Marvellous.
Just keep moving from house to house till you find one you like.
Yeah. That's what
well,
it is.
The other one got dirty.
Oh, Lee, the other one got dirty, didn't?
Oh, she told me that. That poor lad is down the mine, sent down the mine at his age.
No, his age as well, terrible.
Honestly,
unbelievable.
It's illegal in Britain to do that now.
Is it really?
Yeah. These Australians, they've got no idea.
No, nothing whatsoever.
Anyway,
let's say hi to the guys in America at Talk Radio, Replay, Breeze, of course. Hello, Andy. And wherever you are, as the young lady says at the beginning of the programme, on your Windows 8 PC, tablet and phone, the new way to listen to radio. It's called digital. We're coming on to that a bit later in the programme. Where we issue our cock-up of the week. Someone's going to get it this week. Ho, ho, ho. And I, unfortunately, I happen to know him, but never mind. We start off with the real gone kids bit, as Lee would like to call it. The British photographer, daughter of actress Jane Birkin and Bond film composer John Barry, has been found dead in Paris. Ooh.
I know. Horrible.
What a tragedy, isn't it?
She yeah.
She was lovely, wasn't she? Do you know her, Rachel?
No, I don't, but it's a horrible story.
So we won't stay there then?
Yeah.
No, I think we'll...
It's just a sad, let's make it. If people
yeah,
know her,
sad.
Like, she came from the family which included Serge Gainsborough and...
Jutaine.
The man who made saying nonsense famous and sexy. He was a good bloke, was Serge Gainsborough. Ugly, looked like a frog. That was, I'm not saying, he looked like a frog, didn't he? But he had certain kind of sex appeal. Probably a lot like you, Eric.
Oh, that's not nice.
That was.
That didn't make me look like
it's nearly Christmas, for goodness sake. Where's your spirit of the season?
Stuff it up your holly.
Oh, dear. Anyway, it would appear that Lee's bumped into Twitter again.
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Lee found this story.
Like my other name, isn't it?
Yes. Ah, because it's Banks, isn't it? That's what did it.
Is that what you meant?
Yes. Go on, your story.
Well, it isn't really, because when I saw this story, I misunderstood it.
Oh,
I thought that his death had made it onto, like, trend on Twitter. But it hasn't really. It's just that he's a Twitter topic, and his death beats Prince George. Who's Prince George?
Oh, for
the
goodness.
Little baby that was just born to the Duke and Duchess of Cornwall, whatever they're called.
No, Cambridge.
Oh, she had a baby.
Cambridge. Sorry.
and the death of Margaret Thatcher as UK news items. Margaret Thatcher died decades ago. How could her death just be coming out on Twitter? And if it is just coming out on Twitter, it shows how useless Twitter is. She's been dead 20
years. No, it's because they did all that big commemoration thing this year.
Oh, well, anyway, Ian Banks as an author, a proper real McCoy author, a real write-put-words-down-in-a-book author, he is more famous than Maggie Thatcher or this George bloke.
Lee, I've got some bad news for you.
Oh, have I misunderstood the whole story?
No. Oh. But you lot are not, you writers are not eco-friendly people anymore. You're bad.
I'm only not eco-friendly at first thing in the morning.
No, but you guys are really bad.
Why?
Well, because we're supposed to be saving trees, not cutting them down to make paper.
I had a chat with a bloke yesterday about this subject.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Here we go.
No,
the PR puff's coming now.
No, it isn't. Really? No, because I fell out with him.
Oh.
And I actually didn't physically remove him from my premises, but I suggested he went quite quickly. And he was selling eco-fuel to me, like those little pellets made out of things.
Right.
And he was saying to me, he said, it's a lot cheaper than oil, a lot cheaper than that. And we can actually guarantee you a return on your investment of £20,000 into this journey.
Ouch!
I know!
What?
£20,000 to have a burner put in your house. Well, £450 the one I've got in cost me. Anyway, he said £20,000, and you will get £50 a week back in return. So I said, don't be stupid. That I said, and we fell out, and I said, and anyway, if we're burning trees, how is it, long is it going to be before we run out of trees? He says, for every tree we take down, we grow another. What a load of rubbish.
Oh, that is a load of rubbish.
Oh, dear. Moving on. Actress Elena Parker, who is best known for playing the Baroness in The Hills Are Alive with the sound of music.
Thank God, I feel ill. I'm nauseated. I feel nauseated. She was beautiful.
She wasn't she? She was
beautiful.
Lovely.
Classic Hollywood beauty.
Yep, and she died at the age of 91 in California, which is a grand old age to be. Congratulations, but there again, commiserations to the family as well.
Los Angeles.
Sorry?
It's not a bad age in Los Angeles. Not many people make it to 91 in Los Angeles.
Not many people make it to 91 anywhere.
Oh, that's true. Carry on.
Have you been taking funny tablets today?
Have I been taking what, dear? I can't hear today.
That's what I mean. It's your age, isn't it?
It's not my age.
Have you got new batteries in your hearing aid yet?
No, I've got earplugs in.
Oh.
Why?
Hang on. Because how are you hearing us if you've got earplugs in?
I haven't got them all the way in. I've only got them a little bit in.
So it means...
It's like shutting your eyes to watch television.
Rach. He's being a journalist. He's only hearing what he wants to hear.
He's the one who taught me that when you're in your studio, when you're being posh making a programme or something like that, you always have one ear exposed from your headphones.
That's right.
Yeah, which is stupid. Absolutely stupid. So I've just put my earplugs in a little bit so I can hear what's going on, but also I can't hear, if you get the meaning.
I do, yes. I'm sorry, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody has to have him. Mandela's sign language idiot. Fake.
Oh, no.
Schizophrenic. No, he's just a gibbering idiot.
How did you gibber?
Didn't he make words? Not one single word did he make. Like, he didn't even sort of miss sign and say, your face is happy like the moon or anything like that. Like, he was just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, not only that, he's done it before.
Oh, no.
I know. But you know what bothers me is that this is a major security breach. This guy was standing, you know, just one crazy gesture away from,
Barack
leader
Obama.
Of the free world, and, the ilk of... And I thought, that's not good.
It's not, is it?
It's a very, very strange story, isn't it, actually? It's really funny, but actually, when you think about what Rachel's just said, it has such a serious side to it that people should be asking questions everywhere. The fact that he says he's schizophrenic, you can't deny he's schizophrenic. He may or may not be schizophrenic. The fact that he says he's an interpreter with lots of experience, you can't deny it or prove it. The fact that the company that he claimed to have worked for, the agency which the ANC mysteriously hired him from vanished off the face of the earth.
Now that was funny, wasn't it? Yeah.
But like Rachel says, for him to have managed to get on the stage and
he could have been hiding anything, couldn't he?
Could have been a bomb, anything. Yeah. Anything at all. Oh, crazy.
Nuts.
Absolutely.
His sleeve, anything he could have been doing. And, you know, it's just the scariest thing in the world. There's no way of checking whether or not he is or is not schizophrenic, as Lee says. But this is a massive security breach. And you have to wonder, how on earth does this happen? Do they have, like, a room full of people and somebody says, oh, we need somebody who does sign language. Who does sign language? And this guy just happens to be having one of these delusions and starts waving his arms around. They think it's a gesture of, yes, I know sign language, and shove him on a stage. Is that how it happened? I mean, what happened?
Actually, I've got to make a serious point now because I want to compliment somebody on television because you don't see it very often. There was a guy on our main commercial TV channel in Slovakia this week called TV Markiza. And it's one of these programs where they make things good for deserving cases. And there was a family with not a lot of money. They really were struggling. And this poor little girl went deaf after about 18 months. She's completely lost her hearing. But she's one of those lovely little girls with a warm smile, if you know what I mean. Melts your heart instantly. And the guy had clearly learnt some sign language, and she clearly understood it and was mouthing with sounds back the answers. So, yeah. I mean, what a star to actually bother to learn a bit of sign language for a little kiddie to participate in a program. Good on you, Markiza.
Well done.
Yeah, here we have an expert in South Africa, this supposed expert who can only talk what I suppose to be flamingo.
Yes.
And they stand on one leg as well, don't they?
Exactly.
Now, I'm going down now.
Are you?
Yes. My voice will go down.
Oh.
My world is crashing in around me.
Mm.
And I'm concerned about certain raceways in Australia, which have the most amazing history of racing Holdens.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, like, the British touring car thingy, there's a Holden one.
He lost it when he said thingy, didn't he, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. and I can only say this in the terminology, the correct terminology that I'm using.
Terminology.
The Holden exhaust sound is orgasmic.
Oh.
And they're taking...
How's it sound?
Oh, I wish I'd... Do you know, I should have brought a jingle in with me.
You should.
You should have brought a bit of audio with you.
I've got one.
Does it burble?
Oh, no, it growls.
It does, it growls.
Like it growls. Holden's growl at you.
I was just doing one and he kept talking over me, growling.
That wasn't a growl.
It doesn't growl like it's hungover. It growls like...
like a poodle.
It sort of growls like, I'm really, really sexy, but be careful.
Yes. It's like when when the voiceover man goes, and now, in car terms, that's a Holden.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yes. And it's just wonderful. And you stupid people at General Motors are trying to kill off the Holden.
Well, they... have killed it. They killed it.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for correcting him.
No, because it's not over yet. The oversized lady's not sung yet.
Oh, she's sung. She's all aried out and she's on the couch eating Oreos. It's done.
Really?
They've said so, and they've said so quite emphatically. These guys from Detroit at GM have said, okay, no, it's not viable to make cars in Australia anymore, so we're not gonna. Now, the problem that we have here, other than the obvious racing doom and gloom, is that there's 3,000-odd people employed at Ford in Holden in Victoria. Ford already died. And there's probably more, maybe the same amount at Holden in South Australia, in a suburb, I might tell you, that is in one of the lowest socioeconomic, highest unemployed areas of the country.
Mm.
This is already a dismal place to live. They've got this one thing that the community thrives on, and it's gone. So over the next 4 years, they're going to trickle it away, or three now, they're going to trickle it away.
Do you know, General Motors, this is not the first time GM have done this, Rachel.
No, it's not. Because the trickle effect bothers me. They say 13,000 people are going to be unemployed as a result of them pulling out of Australia. And the thing that's scary is that Toyota are now rumbling about doing the same.
Well, because I can tell you,
made it really hard for them.
Maybe this is a little bit of encouragement for the people at Holden, because our head office is in Luton in the UK. And once upon a life, the entire world of Luton evolved around Vauxhall Motors, which is a GM product. And they basically shut the whole factories down there, kicked everybody out. Thousands of people lost their jobs, small supply. And it's not just the people that work in the plant. It's the other people that supply the plant with product.
It's the trickle. It's the trickle.
Yes, except everything from trickle. Everything from slices of bread to nuts and bolts. And they all get supplied. And funnily enough, it was in the doldrums for years afterwards. But
it
now,
was. When did that happen? Was that the late 80s, wasn't it?
It was indeed, Lee. Pardon me.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember doing stories on it.
It was horrible. Because, you know, I was around the area at the time. And it was horrible. And there was lots of people where, you know, people in the village where I was born lost their jobs, yada, yada, yada. And slowly but surely, Luton's got hold of it. They've grasped it. And they've got new industries going in there. They're not the same ones. And, guys, I can tell you this now. Most of the people had to retrain. They eventually got their heads around it and started retraining. So don't hang about.
I have a simpler answer.
Retrain now.
Retrain. But listen, this is a serious point on this. Because not only did that happen in Luton, it also happened in the Midlands.
It did.
Range Rover, Land Rover, Jaguar, all. The Midlands was one of the biggest car producing areas of Britain.
MGB?
That's me.
MGB?
Oh, that's Michael, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
you can tell how good he is on cars. He does the rubbish brands, but not the good brands. Marvellous.
What's wrong with the Jaguar?
Well, it's MGB.
MGBs were rubbish. I had an MGB.
Oh, they're lovely.
For about a week. They weren't. They were little tinny car. It was like, it should have come in a little cardboard box.
I had an MGB GT wire wheels, the lot, mate. It was lovely.
I had rubber on mine. Anyway, so, listen to me. What happened?
I'm trying to.
What's happened in the Midlands with all these car workers out of work and everything, all of a sudden, the country we were giving aid to so they could have a space program had suddenly landed in Britain, and it's called Tatra, like your mountains.
Yes.
The Tatra car company is taking over the world. They make incredible cars over in India, and think how big it is, and it needs places all over the world. Lobby Tatra to come to Australia, Rachel.
That is a good idea.
The problem with us is it's actually really expensive to do anything here. The dollar.
Rachel, we had a serious point in 2013 from Lee Banks.
Yeah, and you just treated it with total disrespect.
Probably because I don't even know what you're talking about. But no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Little cars in India, little cars and big buses. They make it. Tatra is probably one of the biggest companies in the world now. It makes everything from central heating systems to
And they'll pay you, Rach.
And they'll pay not you personally. Well, you won't get anything.
No.
Unless you go and work there. Become a car girl.
Concentrate on backseats, Rachel. Our dollar's really strong and it's all a bit mucky, but you know, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, there's been a whole hoo-ha about, you know, should or should not the federal government have, you know, dipped in more money to save them and all this sort of thing. I'm thinking, no. I don't want my taxpayer dollar to go towards that. Not when they've already had it several times.
Mm. You have no control over where your tax dollars go, Rachel.
No, but Tony Abbott's turning around. Tony Abbott, our fair Prime Minister, who's a bit of a nong, actually, he's turned around and said, nah.
Was that it? Nah.
Just like that.
That's a decisive leader, isn't it?
He kidnapped. While he was off, in South Africa looking at the flamingo doing sign language, the dude from GM was here saying, "I'm really, really sorry, but no, we're not going to make cars here anymore."
Oh, that was nice.
And I thought, super. Thanks for that. And then, of course, you know, Flamingo Head got, you know, did what he did. Tony Abbott came home and went, "Oh." So, you know, there you go. Well, moving on.
Well, we wish him luck.
And we wish him luck.
Yeah, we do.
It's diabolical. It's really hit southern states hard. It really has, especially this time of year.
And don't hang about. If you're getting redundancy money from GM, take it and retrain. Yeah. Retrain. Yeah, do it. You can be a winner.
You could be a wallaby instructor or a kangaroo trainer.
Well, you could clean Rachel's house for her.
Yeah, so I'd have to move in.
Oh, right. Oh, I'll say sorry. Anyway, I'm really annoyed about the next story.
I'm annoyed about it as well. I think this is absolutely disgusting. I don't understand it.
It's disgusting. Is it? Can I just have a random poll here? Is it the end of 2013 yet?
No.
No.
Thank you.
No.
So YouTube has revealed the videos that have made the biggest impact worldwide and in the UK in 2013. 2013 is not over yet.
No, and something could come along. Like the video that Eric's in.
On Tuesday, when that goes on YouTube, we'll get billions of listeners. We'll be millionaires.
See
you. That won't count,
girls.
No.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not fair at all, is it?
Do it on the 31st like everybody else does their stuff.
Yeah.
What's so special about YouTube that they can skip a whole fortnight out of the year or 3 weeks?
Exactly.
What's up with that?
Exactly.
Rude.
Anyway, there has been a poll come out, so we'll have a quick look at it, not too long. The Fox.
What is The Fox?
It's a spoof song.
What, Yelvis? It's like a Yiddish.
No, Elvis. Right, Yelvis is part of the name of a program on TV Norge. It's a comedy show on the very fine Norwegian channel called TV Norge, which is a very good channel, actually. No, it's Norge for Norway.
It doesn't have a W in it.
Oh, heck. Anyway, the Fox, which is a total Mickey-taking song of the pop industry, got the massive 265 million views.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I haven't.
The Harlem Shake?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Well, no, but
that's when their mind is for sack for that.
Oh, right.
What's the original Army edition mean?
Because it was done with the army.
Which army?
The American army.
And what's it about?
It's about shaking.
Lee, do you remember that story we did back in ages ago about some people in Western back in ages ago? on the 41st of May, Timber, we did a story about some miners in a mine in Western Australia who were fired.
Yes.
For doing the dance and recording it.
Oh, I.
And
oh, he's got all northern on us now. Why?
So yeah, that's the whole. Well, the Harlem Shake was associated with that story.
Yes.
And what is it? What do? You have to dance? It's a dance then.
It's a dance.
So all the American army went out and had a dance.
No, they went and had a dance. Yeah.
A dance.
A dance.
In a particularly stupid fashion. Uh-oh. The bird.
It's a bird coming. Lee.
What?
Lee, they had a dance in a castle.
In a castle? A blinking egg. Did they have a bath before they did it?
Anyway, the top music video was Good Old Psy, which was 594 million viewings.
Where's that? Where's that? I can't even see that.
What? You can't do... You don't like Psy?
Who's Psy?
The one who did Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
That big, fat, baldy...
He's not bald.
He's not balding, but he's a big, tubby Korean bloke.
Yeah, he's a bit tubby for a... And then you got Miley Cyrus.
Siley,
377 Miley million... with Wrecking Ball, which is a great video.
Oh, I found where we are now.
That's
a
great,
not a great video. It's hardware porn.
It's a great video. And Katy Perry's Raw is an excellent video.
It's a great video.
That is a great video. Great video.
She dance.
Yeah.
I'd give her a kiss if I like it.
Kiss blanket. I've never heard that before. I want a kiss blanket.
The top trending videos in the UK are how animals eat their food. Number
how
one.
Fascinating could that be? Why won't we eat animals? Why are we interested in how animals eat their food? How do animals eat their food? They eat it out of a bowl on the floor and they might splash it everywhere. You get it in your feet, on your toes, on your shins. Oh. Why would you make a video about it and why would people watch it?
Because they do. That's why they watch Sir Richard Attenborough and things like that as well.
Richard Attenborough is very interesting. He talks about other things. You can see animals doing SEX on his programmes. This is about animals eating food.
Right. This is the culture department. This is the culture department of the program, and then we've got Will and Jane Smith, DJ Jazzy Fresh. He's good, actually. He's really good.
He's actually very good.
He's really good on the Graham Norton Show, BBC One, which is excellent. And if you don't like
the Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway, Harlem Shake Squeeze is in there again as well. Tom Daly, I have no understanding of that being there at all.
Oh, he's him, isn't he?
He's a swimmer.
A good egg. He's a good egg, he is. I like him.
Really?
He's the swimmer who came out and said he was gay, put a YouTube video on saying that he was gay. Yeah. And I really admire him for doing that.
Yeah, that's kind of
I do too. I'm not...
Okay, so we'll do the top 10 countdown of music videos in the UK very quickly. Number 10, Rudimental, Waiting All Night, featuring Ella Eyre. Katy Perry's at number 9 with Raw, Daft Punk, one of the greatest tracks of all time of 2013, Get Lucky. Elvis the Fox is in at number 7. Avicii with Wake Me Up at 6. Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop at 5. At 4, Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. At 3, Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. He's a great track. Sigh with Gentleman at number 2. Da, 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 da. Number 1, Naughty Boy, La La La, featuring Sam Smith, which is a great track as well. But I have to say, my favourite out of all that lot, I cannot lie, is the number 8 track, Daft Punk, Get Lucky. It's brilliant.
Never heard of it. Who's Fat Farrell Williams?
You haven't heard of Daft Punk?
Well, I've met a few.
I have.
Who's Fat Farrell Williams?
It's featuring, dear boy.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Farrell, I didn't mean you were fat. It's just the way he's written it here.
It says FT, featuring.
So, it looks like you left the A out of fat.
No, it's FT, featuring.
Farrell Williams, who isn't fat.
Lee, can you do us a favour?
What?
When we're in 2014, could you get into 2013?
I'll put my shark up.
That's two pretty nasty shots he's had at you.
He's horrible to me, isn't he?
I called you Sir Lee at the beginning, and then you're being uncool.
Oh, you're actually pretty unclimatic.
I don't know who Daft Punk is.
In fact, to use the street speak of London, you're not being at all sick.
I am so square, I am original.
Yes.
That's...
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.